Welcome to the debate. Right now, agencies are spending millions fighting tooth and nail for new clients. And they're boasting a win rate of, just 10 to 20%.
Yeah, it is incredibly inefficient.
Right? Yet sitting totally ignored in their current client rosters is this automatic 17% revenue bump. So today we are asking a critical question. How should marketing agencies drive growth in 2026 amid a rapidly shifting AI landscape? I argue that agencies must, systematically capture this 17% opportunity from their existing clients using AI readiness audits.
And I come at it from a different way. I will be arguing that trying to capture that 17% relies on billing for time. And that is the exact commercial model AI is currently destroying. Agencies don't just need to find more work to bill. They must fundamentally restructure to outcome-based pricing to survive the AI-driven pyramid collapse.
Let's break down where that 17% figure actually comes from, though, because our data points to an indigestion problem.
An indigestion problem?
Yeah, agencies are winning work but bleeding profit because 76% of them just walk away after a website launches.
Wow, that high?
Yeah. 76%. They leave critical, ongoing work completely untouched. For a typical mid-size agency, like a $3.3 million shop, that is about 30 days of addressable work per client website left on the table. It is a massive blind spot.
You call it leaving money on the table, but I call it trying to sell ice to a sinking ship.
Wait, how so?
Because capturing that work requires selling billable hours. Agencies traditionally make their margin by charging high hourly rates for work done by relatively inexpensive junior staff, right? At the bottom of the pyramid.
Sure, the traditional model.
But generative AI now does exactly what those juniors do. The research, the drafting, all of it. And it does it in seconds. So the bottom of the pyramid just vanished. And with it, the agency's profit margin. We are seeing average gross profit margin slip below 40% for the first time. Selling 30 more days of work completely ignores this structural reality.
I'm not convinced by that line of reasoning because that margin slip is exactly why they need this immediate cash injection. You can't restructure a dying business if you don't have the runway to fund the pivot.
Well, that is a fair point about needing runway.
Right, and this isn't just arbitrary busy work we're talking about here. This is vital AI governance.
That's a compelling argument, but have you considered what that actually looks like in practice? Because clients are slashing retainers by 25 to 50% right now.
Yeah, budgets are definitely tight.
Exactly. They aren't looking for more hourly projects to add to their budgets.
Well, think about what an AI readiness audit actually does. It is basically a stress test for a brand's data infrastructure to see if it can safely handle AI tools without leaking proprietary info.
Which is important, yes.
Very. And if an agency isn't doing this for their client, a third-party diagnostic vendor will just walk in, do the audit, expose the blind spots, and literally steal the account. These vendors are already extracting over $213 million globally doing exactly this.
Over $200 million.
Yeah. We've seen cases where agencies lose $500,000 accounts simply because they lack this visibility. So, the work is completely necessary.
Look, I agree the governance work is necessary. But the delivery mechanism is fundamentally broken. If an agency's solution is to just invoice for more hours to conduct that audit, they are walking into a trap. Modern procurement demands we decouple price from time entirely.
So how would you actually sell it to a client who, expects traditional billing?
Well, moving from hourly billing to outcome-based pricing is like a power company shifting from charging you for every hour a technician works on the grid to simply charging a flat subscription for keeping the lights on. It fundamentally changes the relationship.
Right. You sell the result.
Exactly. These AI diagnostics shouldn't be hourly projects. They need to be productized and sold as SaaS-like subscriptions based on business outcomes.
I agree with the endpoint, but getting there overnight is risky. Isn't entirely restructuring an agency's pricing model like rebuilding a car engine while driving on the highway?
It is difficult, yes. But you have to pull over and do it.
But by stepping into this space and reselling monitoring licenses today, agencies immediately add 4.5% to their net bottom line.
They capture that 17% in project work to fund the transition to hybrid human-machine models, and they do it without alienating clients who are accustomed to current billing structures.
But if you patch the engine with the same faulty parts, the car still breaks down. Adding volume to a fundamentally broken economic model just feeds the dysfunction and delays the inevitable. Transitioning to productized, outcome-based pricing isn't some future luxury. It is the immediate imperative to survive.
We clearly view the immediate path forward differently. For me, this 17% opportunity uses concrete data to immediately protect existing relationships, defend against outside vendors, and, well, capture demand that is already sitting right there.
And for me, unless you abandon time-based pricing, adding volume just feeds a fundamentally broken economic model. The model has to change first.
There are certainly much more to explore in the 2026 market reports regarding hybrid delivery models and agency economics. Until next time, we leave it to you to decide what is the smartest way to adapt to the new reality.